Today's Amud is Ma'ikatan Yudalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Yudalad Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Shmuel. So says the Gemara Amar Shmuel, Katan Hanaylad B'mayit, if you have a baby who's born on Chol HaMayit, it's Mutar L'Galeach B'mayit, so he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit, even though Chazal made a gzera that no one's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit. A katan that's nailan on Chol HaMayit says Shmuel, so then he's allowed to get a haircut. And Shmuel explained, She'ein lecha beisa asurin gadol mizeh. This that the child was stuck in the womb, he was stuck in his mother, so that's like the biggest jail you could get. So just like the Mishnah said in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that someone who comes out of jail on Chol HaMayit, so he wasn't able to get a haircut beforehand, he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit. So to a katan that's nailad on mayid, so he's like a person who came out of jail, he's an aynis, he couldn't get a haircut before Chol HaMayit, and therefore he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit. Now really, anytime we speak about getting a haircut on Chol HaMayit, so there's really two issues that we have to deal with. Number one is the gzeira, the Chazal made a gzeira, that you're not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit. Fine, so if you have a case of, certain cases of einsem, so we allow haircuts, there is no gzeira. But there's another issue, and that's malacha. There's the malacha of gezeis. You're not allowed to cut your hair on Yom Tov. And if so, the question is how is a katan allowed to get a haircut? Granted, it's true. It's like he came out of jail. He's an aynes. He wasn't able to get a haircut beforehand. But what about the malacha? So normally, by a typical person, there's no issue of the malacha because it's the tzarech hamayit. The person wants to look good on Chol HaMayit. So when he's cutting his hair, he's doing it l'tzarech hamayit. There won't be an issue of malacha. But a katan that's nailan on Chol HaMayit, he probably doesn't care very much how he looks. Besides the fact that he probably doesn't need a haircut, he also doesn't really care how he looks. So you're not going to have that the haircut is the tzarech hamayit. So how bichlal is the mutter for him to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit? It's true, he's an ayni, so there's no gzeira. But what about the malacha of gezeis? How are you allowed to cut his hair? What tzarech hamayit is there for the katan to cut his hair? So Rashi seems to answer this question. And Rashi diber maschul katan anayla b'mayit, he explains that the case is talking about a katan that has sayreis gedolim, that this katan has a large amount of hair, and Rashi says that the saraisha is mitzarei, that his long hair is bothering him, it's paining him. You're able to look at him, you could see he's uncomfortable. So in such a case, that would be a case of tzarech hamayit, that's why there's no issue of malacha. The only issue would be the gzeira, that the Gemara itself addresses, and the Gemara says that there's no gzeira over here because he's likened to a person who came out of jail. But again, there always has to also be that tzarech hamayit over here by katan. Rashi says we have it because it's hamitzaroi, the hair is painting him. That's why many of the achrenim explain this Rashi. Rashi says it's talking about that he has long hair that's painting him. They explain that Rashi is coming to make it that there's a tzarech hamayid to cut this katan's hair. Fine, so there's a tzarech hamayid, there's no gzeira, and it's mutter. The Gemara's medayik that b'mayid in meikar aloi. The only time this katan will have a heter to cut his hair on Chol HaMayit is if he was born on Chol HaMayit. So then he's like a person who came out of jail on Chol HaMayit. But if he was born before Chol HaMayit, even though he's only a katan, he's vade not a gil chinuch, even if he would be a gil chinuch perhaps, even though he's just a katan, still the halacha would be that it's aser for him to get a haircut. Shmuel said only if he's born on Chol HaMayit he has a heter. Mashma, if he would be born before Yom Tov, even though he's still only a katan, he would not be allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit, because then he's like a person who came out of jail before Yom Tov, where he had a chance to get a haircut, or at least his parents had a chance to give him a haircut, and therefore he has no heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit. Now ask the Gemara on this diak, that Smashma Katan has an Isser to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit. If he was born beforehand, Be'etzim the Isser for a Katan to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit applies. Now the Gemara asked that Masav Rapinchas asked the Kasha. We learned that Kol Elu Shamru Mutar L'Galeach B'Mayit, all of these different categories of people that the Mishnah told us that they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit, says the Braisa, Mutar L'Galeach B'Mayavlet. The same heter would apply if the person is in the middle of Avelus. If a person in the middle of Avelus, he comes out of jail, he comes back, whatever the case is, just like on Cholamai, if you give him a heter to get a haircut, so too during his Avelus, even though typically there's an Isser for an Avel to cut his hair, at least until 30 days, for a person's parents even longer, but even though for an Avel is not allowed to get a haircut until after the Shleishim, if he's in one of these scenarios, one of these Matzavim, so then he's allowed to cut his hair even B'mei Avloi. That's the rule of the Braisa. Anybody who has this heter on Chol HaMoed also has the heter B'mei Avloi. Now, says Rav Pinchas like this, that it's mashma from the Braisa, ha'asr legaleach b'mayid, that anybody who it's asr for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's asr legaleach b'mei Avloi. It's also asr for them to get a haircut when they're in that matziv at a time that they're in Avol. Now, says Rav Pinchas like this, V'i amre katan isbe plukta. And if you're going to tell me, like Shmuel says, that a katan has a plukta, means a chiluk, that there's a chiluk between whether a katan was born before Chol HaMoed or on Chol HaMoed, he only has a heter to get a haircut if he's born on Chol HaMoed. But if he was born before Yom Tov, so then he does not have a heter, meaning the isra of getting a haircut applies to a katan. If so, so we have to read that into the klal of the Braisa. The Braisa was mashma that anybody who has an iser to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed also has an iser b'mei Avloi. So nimtzei avelus nehagas b'katan. It's going to come out that there's such a thing as avelus by a katan. That's what's going to come out, because if he has an isra on Chol HaMoed, that means he has an isra when he's an avel. So that means you're telling me that the katan could be an avel. But we learned in the Braisa that mekarin lekatan mibnei agmas nefesh, that the only reason why we tear the katan's clothing when he loses one of his close relatives is in order to cause pain to the other people that are there. It causes agmas nefesh when they see the katan with ripped clothing. But really, outs himself, he does not have a chiyuv of avelus. A katan does not have a chiyuv of avelus. So how could you tell me that the katan has an iser to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed when he's born before Yom Tov? He shy Be'etzem to the Isser of getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed. If so, it should come out that he's shayach to the Isser of getting a haircut to the Isser of Avelus. And we know that the Katan doesn't have Avelus. It says we only tear his clothing because of Agmas Nefesh. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi answers that your whole assumption was wrong. You assume that there's a klal that anybody who it's asr for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so they have a velus, and it's asr for them to get a haircut when they're an avel. But it doesn't say that in the Braisa. Mika tani ha'asurin? Does the Braisa say that? That anybody who it's asr for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's asr for them to get a haircut in Me'evloi? It's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa just says the opposite. The Braisa says that anybody who has a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so they also have a heter. We may have loy. It doesn't say the other way around. Dilma yesh mehen aser v'yesh mehen mutter. Maybe amongst those who have an iser to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, some of them are also Aser B'mei Avloi, and some of them are Mutter B'mei Avloi, like a katan. It doesn't say in the Braisa that there's a flat-out rule that anybody who it's Aser for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's Aser for them to get a haircut B'mei Avloi. All it says is the other way around, that if it's Mutter on Chol HaMoed, it's Mutter B'mei Avloi. But there's no diak. It's not necessarily true that anybody and everybody who it's Aser for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, that it's Aser for them to get their haircut also on B'mei Avloi. Says the Gemara that a Meimar v'temer Rav Shisha b'reid Rav Idi mas nihachi. That a Meimar, and some say Rav Shisha b'reid Rav Idi, they had Shmuel's memra as follows. Until now we had Shmuel's memra that Shmuel said a katan is born on Chol HaMoed, then he has a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, only because he was born then. But if he was born before, then he doesn't have a heter. However, according to this new version, says the Gemara Amar Shmuel that katan mutter legalcha b'mayed loishna noila b'mayed veloishna noila meikara, that there is no iser for a katan to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't matter when he's born. It doesn't matter if he's born on Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov. It doesn't matter when he's born. A katan is not shayach to the gzeira b'chlal. There is no gzeira on a katan. Perhaps because it's his parents' fault. His parents were the ones that were supposed to take him to the barber. We're not going to penalize him just because his parents didn't do the right thing. They were supposed was to take him to the barber. We're not going to penalize him because of his parents' mistake. He's not really a bar chiv anyways, right? He's not chayiv to in Kavod Yomtiv to get a haircut before. He doesn't have his own chiv. So therefore there is no knas against a katan. And this is actually the halacha. And the Pais can even say, even if he's a giyah l'chinech, so long as he's not bar or bas mitzvah, there is no iser for a katan on chalamayid, katan or katana, to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. They're always allowed to cut their hair, very negiah to upsharins. There is no iser, there's no iser for a katan to get a haircut. Now on this, says the Gemara, that Amar of Pinchas, afanan nami tanina. That about this, says the Gemara, says Rav Pinchas, that we have a Mishnah that seems to say like this as well. And our Braisa, the Braisa that we just quoted before. That kol elu sha'amru mutar l'galeach b'mayed, it's mutar l'galeach b'may avloy. Now before we asked it as a cash on Shmuel, now we're going to bring this Braisa as a riot to Shmuel. That the Braisa says, anybody who it's mutar for them, they're included in the Mishnah, in the cases, in the scenarios where it's mutar for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's also mutar for them to get a haircut b'may avloy. The diak is asurin legaleach b'mayid, asurin legaleach b'may avloy. It's mashma that anybody who it's asur for them to get the haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's also asur b'may avloy. And he amri katan asur. And if you would have said that the katan is shayach to the gzera and the katan's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, nimtzis avelus nehegas b'katan, it would come out that there's such a thing as avelus by a katan. And but we know that's not true. But tanya mekamer lekatan b'nei agmas nefesh, that the only reason why we tear the katan's clothing is because of agmas nefesh, not because of his own chiv avelus. So elamai, there is no chilik by katan, and the katan's not shy to the gezerah. A katan's always able to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed, and he's always able to cut his hair b'may avloy. Right. So this is now a raya to Shmuel, who said that the katan is not shy to the gezerah against cutting his hair on Chol HaMoed. And to that, now the same way the Gemara rejected this before, the Gemara rejects it here, that Amar Rav Ashi, that no, the Braisa doesn't say that. Mi katani ha'asurin. It doesn't say, does the Braisa say anybody who's asur for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's asur b'may avloy, dama yeshman, asur v'yeshman mutter. All it says is that if it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's mutter on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter b'may avloy. It could be amongst those that are asur on Chol HaMoed, some of them are asur b'may avloy, and some of them are mutter. And it really, it could be that the katan is asur on Chol HaMoed, and it's mutter b'may avloy. There's no mashmais from the braisa, not like that, and therefore there's also no raya from this braisa now to this second version of Shmuel, but still that is the final halacha, is like this second version of Shmuel, that a katan is not shaykh to the gzero, a katan is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Obviously it would have to be the tzarech hamayid, but other than that, a katan is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Avel eno naig avelusay beregel. So the Gemara now, really the setup for the next couple of blot, is going to be, the Gemara is going to compare the halachis of avelus, of a menuda, someone who was put into nidui, and a mitzaira. And the Gemara is going to start off with a halacha about avelus. We're going to then clear the shayla, does a menuda have the same halacha? And then we're going to clear whether or not a mitzaira has the same halacha. So, for today's amud, we're just going to speak about one halacha, and that is whether or not avelus is nayeg on during the regal, during Chol HaMoed, during Yom Tov. So says the Gemara first about avelus, that avel einu nayig avelusay beregel. We know the halacha by avelus, that an avel is not nayig avelus on the regel. The regel is actually mevatel the rest of the shiva or the shleishim, wherever it is that he's holding. And how do we know that? How do we know that there's no avelus on the regel? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha. It says that there's a chiv of simcha on during the Yom Tov, during all the days of the Yom Tov. Now the chiv of simcha is in direct contradiction with the chiv of avelus. So one of them is going to have to beat out the other. So says the Gemara, I avelus demei karahu. If the person's already an avel and now it becomes Yom Tov, so we'll say that his avelus ends, because asay asay the rabbim v'dachi asay the yachid. The rabbim of Simchas Yom Tov will go ahead and push off and push away the asay the yachid of avelus. The Simchas Yom Tov, even though it's on every individual, but Klai Yisrael collectively, everybody's chayiv in Simchas Yom Tov, so that's why it's called Aseid Rabim, as opposed to Aseid Avelos, even though it's true that everyone in Klai Yisrael is chayiv in Avelos, but not everyone has to be Mekayim Avelos right now. That's his own personal thing, that he is an Avel right now. So that's considered an Aseid Yachid. as opposed to Simchas Yamtiv, which is on everybody. So that's called an Asei Derabim. So the Asei Derabim goes ahead and it beats the Asei Deyachid. So if he's an Ava before Yamtiv, so we understand that the Asei Derabim of Simchas Yamtiv will knock off the Asei Deyachid of Avelus. The Avelus Dehashtahu, and if it's Avelus Dehashtah, meaning he only became an Ava on Cholamayit, on Yamtiv, so then we have the similar Svara that Le'asei Asei Deyachid Udachay Asei Derabim. So then the Asei Deyachid of Avelus never even enters. It can't come in and push away the Asei Derabim of Simchas Yamtiv. So that's why in that case, the Shiva wouldn't even start until after Yamtiv. But either way, there will never be Avelus during a Regel. The Simchas Yamtiv of the Regel will always push off or not let the Avelus even begin. So that's when it comes to an Avel. Says the Gemara now, that menuda mahu shiyinoig niduyoi berego. What's the halacha of a menuda? Someone who was put into nidui, does he have to be naig his halachas of nidui during the rego? So really, we're going to see a lot about these halachas in the hemshech of the different sugyas in the coming blot. But basically, a menuda, someone who was put into nidui, he's aser in a lot of the things that an aval is aser with as well. For example, in She'ila Shalom, he's not allowed to greet people, he's not allowed to wear shoes, different things like that. So the Shaila is does he have to keep these halachas of Nidoy, does he have to keep them on the regel? So says the Gemara Amrav Yosef. Says the Gemara of Yosef says, the Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that a menuda does not have to keep these halachas. The Braisa says like this, that danin dine nefashos udine makos udine mamonos. It says that we dan, bezdin is dan, different capital cases, dine nefashos, dine makos, and dine mamonos, even on cholamayit. We do dan these cases even on cholamayit. Now, says like this, says Rav Yosef like this, now vi'ilay tzayis dina, now if the fact that we done all these cases, now what are we going to do to a person who doesn't listen to the din? He's light tzayis dina, he doesn't listen to the verdict. We'll put him into nidoy for not listening to Bezdin. Because, and that has to be the case, otherwise it doesn't make sense. And in what way are we done these cases on Cholamayit? People just won't listen, they won't care. Obviously there has to be some sort of way that we could enforce whatever it is that we done. So it must be that if a person doesn't listen, we'll put him into nidoy. Now we're talking about Cholamayit, that we done these things on Cholamayit, and obviously that means if a person doesn't listen, we'll put him in nidoy on Cholamayit. Now, v'isal kadaitach einay naig niduyay berego. So, sorry, this is a raya that there is niduy on rego. Because v'isal kadaitach einay naig niduyay berego, if you would think that there is no niduy on rego, so then that wouldn't make any sense that mishumas va'ase meikara, that when a person's already in niduy, ase rego dachilei, the rego comes in and knocks it away. If this would be true, that there's no niduy on the rego. And then hashta mishamtinan le'anon, and yet we're going to go ahead, and a person who doesn't listen to Bezdin, and we're going to put him into nidoy for the first time on Cholamayit, that wouldn't make sense. If the regel would have the ability to even knock away nidoy, so then surely it wouldn't let us to put someone in nidoy for the first time. Elamai, it must be from the fact that we're able to put someone into nidoy, it must be that kol shekein, if someone was already in nidoy, and then it became yamtiv, so the yamtiv is not going to push away the nidoy, a menuda is nayeg niduyay beregel. That's the raya. However, Amar Lei, that he said back to him, Amar Lei Abaye said back to Rav Yosef, that no, it's not a raya. What's your whole raya? Because from the fact that we don all these cases on Cholamayit, so obviously we have to have some way to enforce the verdict. How are we going to enforce the verdict? It must be because we'll put the guy into Nidoy if he doesn't listen. Abaye says no. V'dilma la'ayune bedine. Maybe all the Braisa means to say is not that we actually don the case and we give a final verdict and then you have this whole diak. If the fact that we give the verdict, it must be we have the power to then put them into nidoy or else there's no strength to what we're doing. No, says the Bai, that's not true. V'dilma la yune bedine. Maybe the Braisa never meant to say that we give the final verdict on Cholamayit. All the Braisa meant to say is that we're don the shailo. La yune bedine. We look into it. We start investigating. And we come up with a conclusion. But we don't actually give that conclusion. We don't actually give the psak. And says Abaye, so first of all, we were madcha the raya. So now we don't have a raya whether or not a menuda is noyeg niduyei berego. Because like Abaye is saying, there's no raya that will put someone into niduyei berego. Maybe the braya just means to say that we're ma'ayin in the dead. So there's no raya. Abaye now comes and even wants to bring a raya that to his pshat of the braya. That when the braya says, done in dine nefashas, dine makis, dine mamunus, it means specifically la'ayune bedine, it just means to look into it. Because if you don't say like this, if you don't say that it just means la'ayune, and it means rather that we even give the final verdict, so then dine nefashis dekatani, that which the braisa says that we're done dine nefashis, hachanami dekatlinonle, you mean to tell me that we give the final verdict and we'll even kill the person who it's decided that he's chayiv misa? Could that be true? Could we really give misa to someone on cholamayid? But you're holding back from Simchas Yomtiv. So Pashim Shai, you learned the Gemara, it sounds like on the one that they're going to kill him. They're going to ruin the Simchas Yomtiv. They're going to kill him. So as the Gemara, no. We're ruining the Simchas Yomtiv of the Dayanim. Of the Dayanim, we're ruining their Simchas Yomtiv. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Akiva Aimer, says Rabbi Akiva, Minayin le Sanhedrin, Shahargu es Hanefesh, how do we know that if Sanhedrin, if they kill a person, if they rule a person's Chayiv Misa, and they kill him, She'ein Tayamin Kol Aisa Hayoyim, that entire day they're not allowed to eat, they're not allowed to eat the entire day that they kill the person, Tamu Leimar le Seichu Al Adam, you shouldn't eat on the blood, on that day that they're killing a person, even though it's true, it's halachically they're supposed to, they're not allowed to eat. So if it's true that we dine when the Braisa says we're dying, it means that we even give the final verdict and we'll kill the person who's chayiv misa, then you're ruining the simchas yamtiv of the dayanim because now they're not going to be able to eat. So it can't be that that's what the braisa means. It must be the braisa just means la'yune, it means just to look into the case. However, says the Gemara, you have no raya. Even though Abaye was madcha Rav Yosef's raya, Abaye has no raya to himself that that's the pshat of the braisa. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef says back to him, then no. Im Kain, Nimtseis Ma'ana Es Dina. He says it can't be that your Pshan and the Braisa is right, because if so, you're being Ma'ana His Din. If all you're doing is looking into the Din, and then you're not giving the final Psak, so then that's a problem of delaying the din. You're not allowed to delay the din. You're being ma'ana as dina. So that can't be the pshat. It can't be that we're just ma'ayin. But you're asking, if we're going to kill the person, we're going to ruin his simchas yamtiv? Yeah, it's not so bad. Asu mitzafro u'ma'ayne bedine. What we'll do is in the morning, they'll be ma'ana in his din. They'll be ma'ayin in his din. They'll look into the case. Va'ayli va'achli v'shasu kuli yayma. And then the entire day, they'll be able to eat drink, and then they'll go right before Shkia, and they'll finish the din, and they'll rule that he's chayev misa, and they'll kill him, and like that, they're not being ma'ana the din, because it's all happening in the same day, so they're being ma'ayin, and they're not going to ruin their simchas yamtiv. So it could be when the braisa says that done in dine nefashos, it could be that they actually kill the person. Abaye asked, it can't be they're ruining their simchas yamtiv, there's a way to not ruin the simchas yamtiv. So therefore, in the end, there's no raya. Rav Yosef says that the braisa is talking about actually judging the case. Abaye says that no, it just means to be ma'ayin bedine. It just means to look into it. But lamaisa l'inyanenu, there's no raya from the braisa to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learns like that, but there's no raya to Rav Yosef that the braisa means to actually judge the case and then to put a person in nidui for not listening, let's say, by dine mamunis. And then that would be the raya that there is a nidui on regel. There is no raya. And Mamela, we still have our Shiloh about whether or not we are Menuda is Noyeg Niduye Beregel. So Amar Abaye, really Lishitasai, who didn't have Rav Yosef's Raya. So Abaye says, Tashima. Says Abaye Tashima, I'll bring you a Raya. From our Mishnah, the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amabez, the Mishnah says, Umenuda Shetirulei Chachamim. Now, amongst the cases of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed was a person who was put into Nidoy, So he's not allowed to cut his hair. And then the Chacham who we insulted, the Rav who we insulted, he was mefayis him on Chol HaMoed, and the Rav undid his nidui on Chol HaMoed. So he wasn't able to get a haircut beforehand, he's only able to get a haircut now. That he had an exception, he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now Abayi says that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Menuda She'etiru Le'Chachamim. It sounds like all the Rabbanim get together and they give a blanket general heter to all Nidum Menudim on the regal. It says Menuda She'etiru Le'Chachamim. It sounds like it's a category of a person. The Menuda She'etiru Le'Chachamim has a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Right now the Gemara assumes, Abayi assumes, that this doesn't mean like the way we just explained that he goes and he's Mephias the Baldin and the Baldin that is matter is nidoy. It sounds like there's a blanket heter. The menudah she'etiru le'chachamim, the menudah that the chachamim are matter on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So you see that there's no nidoy on Chol HaMoed. Every nidoy ends on Chol HaMoed. However, Amar Rava, Rava says that no, miketani she'etiru hu chachamim. It doesn't say a menudah she'etiru hu chachamim, that the chachamim are all matter them, that there's a general heter. She'etiru loy chachamim katani. The Mishnah says that a menudah that their matter his nidoy. The azul faisi lebaldine. We're talking about an individual that he went and he was mefayis the rav that he insulted. He was mefayis as baldin. Va'asi kamei the rabbanan v'sharulei. And he came in front of the rabbanan and they were matter his nidoy. That's who the Mishnah is discussing. Not that there's a general heter on all menudim on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah is discussing a specific person who got a heter to his nidoy, and therefore the Gemara concludes without any raya, at least according to Abaye, without any raya about whether or not a menudah is nayeg niduyei beregel. One more, so now the Gemara goes to Metzaira. Metzaira mahu shiyanhig tzarasai beregel. When it comes to a Metzaira, does he have to fulfill his chiyuvim of tzaras on the regel? For example, Rashi says, not going into the machne and not getting a haircut, does he have to keep his halachis on the regel? So says the Gemara, Amr Abaye, says Abaye, Tashema, I'll bring you a raya, then a Metzaira has to keep his halachis of tzaras during a regel. Because the Mishnah says, our Mishnah on Yigimel Amabez, it said also amongst the list of people who have a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed are v'hanazir v'hametzaira mitumasa l'tarasai. So it says that the Metzaira that ends his tzaras when he becomes tar, so he has a chiyuv to cut his hair, and he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, habimei tumasai nahig. But while he's a Metzaira, bimei tumasai, while he's still a Metzaira, so then he's not allowed to get a haircut, meaning he still has his halachis of tzaras even during the Moed. So this is a raya that the Metzaira is nahig tzarasai beregel. Says the Gemara, no, loy mi bayi kamar. I can tell you that the Mishnah is saying Aloy mi bai. That loy mi bai be made to masai deloy nahig. Needless to say, a regular mitzaira, he doesn't have to keep his tzaras during the regal. That's pashut. That's more pashut than oila mitumasa tarasi, as we're about to explain. Of course, a mitzaira, regular mitzaira, he doesn't have his dinei tzaras during the regal. Mamela, he'd be allowed to get a haircut. He was an einis before; he wasn't able to, and now it's regal. He's allowed to cut his hair, He cuts his hair because it's the regal, and it was an einis before. Needless to say, in that case, he has a heter. But when he ends his tzaras, when he ends his yamei mitzayr, it's the yamei tzaras, so when he becomes tar now, so nigzer shema yasha karbonaisav. So I might think we should make a gzera that maybe he's going to push off his karbonais, because a mitzayra, when he becomes tar, so part of the tara process is that he has to bring a karbon after he cuts his hair. So now, when it comes to this Mitzayra who becomes tar on Chol HaMoed, so I might think that we shouldn't allow him to get a haircut, because if we allow him to get his haircut, he might then push off his karbana. He's not bringing on Chol HaMoed, and instead bringing on the second days of Yom Tov, which is not allowed. Kamash Malah, that we don't have this chashash. So that's why there was an extra chiddush in Ayla Metumasa L'Tarasai. It could be really a Mitzayra does not keep the Tzaras during the regal, and Afal Pika in the Mishnah specifically spoke about the case of a Mitzayra who was Ayla Metumasa L'Tarasai. So we have no raya. Says the Gemara, my Rava. Rava says though that Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. The Braisa says v'hatzarua on that which the pasuk says tzarua, that it's the rabbi's kohen gadol, that even a kohen gadol has to keep the halachis of a mitzaira. If a kohen gadol becomes a mitzaira, if he gets tzaras, even the kohen gadol, he has to keep these halachas. Now, says the Gemara, says Rava, v'hakoyin gadol the kol hashana kerega l'kuli amadame. That we know, a kohen gadol all year round, it's like Yom Tov for him. Every single day of the year for a kohen gadol, it's like a Yom Tov. We're going to prove that in a moment. So since every day of a kohen gadol, every day of the year for the kohen gadol, it's like a Yom Tov, and afal pi kein, we see that there's such a thing as a kohen gadol becoming a mitzayra, so that's a raya, that a mitzayra is noyeg tzarasei beregel. Now, how do we know that every single day of the year is like a regal for a kohen gadol? That now we learned in the Mishnah that kohen gadol makriv einein veino eichel. But the point is that a kohen gadol is makriv einein. Now, the kohen gadol, if he becomes an einein, he's still allowed to bring a carbon. So you see that every single day, which is something that we wouldn't normally apply by a regular kohen, it's not the halacha. A kohen gadol is makriv einein because it's like a yom tov for him. So there is no avelos, and he could be makriv a carbon even when he's an einein. Fine, he can't eat it, but at least he's allowed to be makriv it. So shma mino, you see from all this the fact that the kohen gadol, every single day of the year is like a Yom Tov for him, and afal pi kein, he has dinei tzaras, so shmamina noyeg tzarasei beregel shmamina. So this is a raya that a mitzayra is noyeg tzarasei beregel.